శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 25 దాము అన్న కసర్ ఆఫ్ అహ్మద్ నగర్ నంబర్ 1 స్పెక్యులేషన్స్ నంబర్ 2 అమర్లీల ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రిలిమినరీ వి బిగిన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ విత్ ఎ ప్రాస్టేషన్ విత్ ఆల్ అవర్ 8 లెమ్స్ టు సాయిబాబా who is an ocean of mercy, the God incarnate, the Parabrahma and the great Yogeshwara, that is Lord of Yoga. Victory be unto Sai Baba, who is the crushed jewel of the saints and abode of all auspicious things, our Atmaram, that is Self, and the sole refuge of the devotees. We prostrate ourselves before Him, who has attained the aim and end of life. Sai Baba is always full of mercy. Who is wanted on our part is wholehearted devotion to Him. When a devotee has got firm faith and devotion, his wishes are soon fulfilled. When the desire arose in the mind of Hemant Pant to write the life and leelas of Sai Baba, he immediately got it written by Him. When the orders to keep the memos was given, Hemant Pant was inspired and his intellect got strength and boldness to undertake and finish the work. He was not, as he says, qualified to write the work, but the gracious blessings of Baba enabled him to complete the undertaking, and thus you have this Satcharitra, which is a crystal or a somakant jewel, from which nectar in the form of Sai Leelas oozes out for the readers to drink to their heart's content. Whenever a devotee had complete and wholehearted devotion to Sai Baba, all his calamities and dangers were warded off, and his welfare attended to by Baba. The story of Damodarrao Salvaram Ranase, Kasar of Ahmedabad, now of Pune, alias Damu Anna, illustrates the above statement is given below. Om Shri Sai. Damu Anna, the readers are aware that a mention of this gentleman was made in the sixth chapter regarding the celebration of Ramanavami festival in Shirdi. He went to Shirdi about the year 1895 AD when the Ramanavami Utsav celebration began, and since that time he has been providing an ornamental flag for that occasion every year. He also feeds the poor and the fakirs who come there for the festival. Om Namo Sai. His speculations. Number 1. Cotton trading. A Mumbai friend of Damu Anna wrote to him that they should do some cotton speculation business in partnership, which would bring them about 2 lakhs of rupees as profit. Damu Anna says in his statement made about the year 1936 to Mr. B.V. Narasimhaswamy that the proposal about speculating at Mumbai in cotton was from a broker who was not to be a partner, and that he, Damu Anna, was to be the sole adventurer. White page 75 of the Devotee's Experiences part 2. The broker wrote that the business was good and involved no risks, and that the opportunity should not be lost. Damu Anna was vacillating. He could not at once determine to venture into speculation. He thought over this, and as he was a devotee of Baba, he wrote a detailed letter to Shama giving all the facts and requested him to consult Baba and take his advice in the matter. Shama got the letter next day, and when he went with it at noon to the masjid and placed it before Baba, he asked Shama what the matter was and what the letter was about. He replied that Damu Anna of Nagar wanted to consult him about something. Then Baba said, what does he write and what does he plan? It seemed that he wanted to reach the sky and he is not content with what God has given him. Read his letter. Shama then said, the letter contains what you have just said. O Deva, you sit here calm and composed and agitate the devotees, and when they get restless, you draw them here, some in persons and others through letters. If you know the content of the letter, why do you then press me to read it? Baba said, "O Shyama, read it. I speak at random, and who believes me?" Then Shyama read the letter, and Baba heard it attentively and said feelingly, "The Seth, that is Damu Anna, has gone mad. Write to him in reply that nothing is wanting in his house. Let him be content with the half loaf, that is bread, he has, and not bothered himself about lakhs." Shyama sent a reply, which Damu Anna was anxiously waiting for. After reading it, he found that all his hopes and prospect about lakhs of rupees as profit were dashed to the ground. He thought that he had done a mistake by consulting Baba. But as Shyama had hinted in the reply, that there was always much difference in seeing and hearing that, therefore he should come to Shirdi personally and see Baba. He thought it was advisable to go to Shirdi and consult Baba personally about the affair. So he went to Shirdi, saw Baba, prostrated himself before him and sat shampooing his legs. He had no courage to ask Baba openly about the speculation, but he thought in his mind that it would be better if some share in the business should be assigned to Baba, and said in his mind that if Baba were to help him in his transaction, he would surrender some share of profit to him. Damu Anna was thus thinking secretly in his mind, but nothing was veiled from Baba. Everything past, present and future were clear to him. A child wants sweets, but his mother gives bitter pills. The former spoil his health, while the latter improves it. So the mother, looking to the welfare of her infant, coaxes and gives bitter pills. Baba, kind mother as he was, knew the present and future prospect of his devotees, and therefore, reading Damu Anna's mind, he openly spoke to him, "Bapu, I do not want to be entangled in any such worldly things, that is sharing profits." On seeing Baba's disapproval, Damu Anna dropped the enterprise. Om Sri Sai. Number 2. Grain dealing. Then he thought of trading in rice, wheat and other grains. Baba read this thought and also said to him, "You will be buying at 5 shares and selling at 7 shares a rupee." So this business was also given up. The rise in the prices of grains was kept up for some time, and Baba's prophecy seemed to be falsified. But in a month or two, there was abundant rain everywhere and the prices suddenly fell down, and therefore those who stored grains suffered a severe loss. Damu Anna was saved from this fate. Needless to say that the cotton speculation, which was conducted by the broker with the help of another merchant, also collapsed with a severe loss to the adventurers. After seeing that Baba had saved him from two severe losses in cotton and grain speculations, Damu Anna's faith in Baba grew stronger, and he remained a true devotee of Baba till his passing away. Om Shri Sai. Amralila, that is Mango Miracle. Once a parcel of about 300 good mangoes was received at Shirdi. It was sent from Goa by one Mamlatar named Raleigh to Sai Baba in the name of Shyama. When it was opened, all mangoes were found to be in good condition. They were given in Shyama's charge, and only 4 were retained and placed in the kolamba, that is pot, by Baba. He said, "These 4 fruits are for Damu Anna. Let them lie here." This Damu Anna had 3 wives. According to his statement mentioned above, he had not 3 but 2 wives only. He had no issue. He consulted many astrologers and himself studied astrology to some extent, and found that as there was a papi, that is inauspicious planet, in his horoscope, there was no prospect of any issue to him in this life. But he had great faith in Baba. When he went to Shirdi 2 hours after the receipt of the mango parcel for worshipping Baba, he said, "Though other people are looking for the mangoes, they are Damyas. He whose they are should eat and die." Damu Anna, on hearing these words, was first shocked. But on Mahalaspati, a Shirdi devotee explaining to him that death means the death of the ego, and to have it at Baba's feet was a blessing. Damu Anna said that he could accept the fruit and eat them. But Baba said to him, "Do not eat yourself, but give them to your younger wife." This Amralila, that is mango miracle of four mangoes, will give her four sons and four daughters. This was done, and in due course it was found Baba's words turned out true and not those of the astrologers. Baba's speech established its efficacy or greatness while he was living in the flesh, but it did the same even after his passing away. Baba said, "Believe me, though I pass away, my bones in my tomb would be speaking, moving and communicating with those who would surrender themselves wholeheartedly to me. Do not be anxious that I would be absent from you. You will hear my bones speaking and discussing your welfare. But remember me always, believe in me, heart and soul, and then you will be most benefited." Om Namo Sai. Prayer. Hematpant closes this chapter with a prayer. O Sai Sadguru, the wish-fulfilling tree of the Bhaktas, we pray. Let us never forget and lose sight of your feet. You have been troubled with the ins and outs, that is births and deaths in this sansar. Now free up from this cycle of births and deaths. Restrain us from the outgoing of our senses to their objects and introvert us and bring us face to face with Atma, that is Self. As long as this outgoing tendency of the senses and the mind is not checked, there is no prospect of self-realization. Neither son, nor wife, nor friend will be of any use in the end. It is only you who will give us salvation and bliss. Destroy completely our tendency for discussions and other evil matters. Let our tongue get a passion for chanting your name. Drive out our thoughts and make us forget our bodies and do away with our egoism. Make us ever remember your name and forget all other things. Remove the restlessness of our mind and make it steady and calm. If you just clasp us, the darkness of night of our ignorance will vanish and we shall live happily in your light. That you made us drink the nectar of your leelas and awakened us from our slumber is due to your grace and our store of merits in past births. Note, in this connection, the following extract from Damu Anna's statement mentioned above is worth perusal. Page 76. Once, when I sat at his feet along with many others, I had two questions in my mind and he gave answers to both. Number one, there are so many crowdings to Sai Baba's. Do they all get benefit from him? To this, he replied orally, "Look at the mango tree in blossom. If all the flowers become fruit, what a splendid crop it would be. But do they most fall off, either as flowers or as unripe fruits, by wind, etc.? Very few remain." Number two, the second question was about myself. If Baba were to pass away, how hopelessly adrift I would be and how I am to fare them. To this Baba answered that he would be with me whenever and wherever I thought of him. That promise he had kept up before 1918 and has been keeping up after 1918. He is still with me. He is still guiding me. This was about 1910 or 1911, when brother separated from me and my sister died and there was a theft and a police inquiry. All these incidents made me very disturbed. When my sister died, my mind was very much upset. I did not care for life and enjoyments. When I went to Baba, he pacified me with his upadesh and made me eat a feast of Puran Poli at Appa Kulkarni's house. There was a theft in my house. A 30-year-old friend of mine stole my wife's jewel box, including her auspicious nath, that is nose ring. I wept before Baba's photo. The next day, the man returned the jewel box and asked for pardon. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.